So we're holding on Rashi and Beis and Beis. Rashi ve'ema, the Av Liris, the Baal Liris. So Rashi came at the time of today she yikbots lita and lebitai who the tikkun. So the reason why we made this kind of two being different is this: where the father will feel comfortable that he wants to give the dunya to his daughter because he doesn't feel it's going to be eventually removed from his yarshim. So really the real goal over here is the nadunya. Who to take in the dunya? The yoy. So then, so the thing that the yoy av lebitoy lirsin bonim dilo. So we understand that the nadunya part the yarshim should get. Our shark subois nixi abal gemano masayim to sevens the bal lo lirsin. But there's no reason why the benin dichrin should get a right to the extra money that the father committed to this woman. Their father committed to this woman, the husband committed to his wife, the mother Messiah, which can be relevant. Even if it, all there was mother Messiah, but let's say there were less children from this wife than from the other wife, so they would divide those portions different than through Yerusha. And if there's Tosefis, for sure, there might be different Tosefis for these children versus those children, but there's no reason why they should get that. So the Mora says no. So Krashim came, the so your vites are going to have the Av Nami Mimna Balikos of Lebitoi Acharesh Hashem. I really hate competing with you. So here we have the father saying, listen, that this person who's marrying my daughter doesn't want to arrange to make sure that my daughter's children from him get the Yerusha properly. He's not giving to them this arrangement. So I'm going to hesitate. I want to give it to Nadunya as well. Okay, the Mora says, okay, but we should say that this din of Yerusha of the Baal, of the what the Baal committed, should only be in the case that there was a Nadunya. Hey, in the cost of Av, Zakrash Akim, at the time of Mishum Sheikh Mitzav, lost his Nadunya Labitoi, the reason why is that we want the father to make sure he gives a Nadunya to the daughter. So, hey, in the cost of Av, Nadunya Labitoi, Nich the Baal, tonight, so it's been indicted. When the father gave it to Dunya, we should then the tikkana of Benin Dichrin should take effect. But if a hechad loy kosav av the Dunya lebita, the father did not get, let's say the father, there was no Dunya, loy nichta baal tanai ksubas Benin Dichrin, there should be no ksubas Benin Dichrin on the other parts of the ksuba as well. So the answer is loy plug rabbanon. So krashi lo cholku ben ksubas, ksuba the ksuba, akresha roba ksubas yesh bohen the Dunya, lo chilku. So we're not going to make an exception for the Miyad cases. Okay. So Rashi Basman and Bonim Tiris. No, we didn't do that yet. Okay. So the Gemara. So holding the Gemara, 7 lines up at the end of the line. So what was the reason why we made this tonight was that we're afraid the father is going to come along and say, I don't want to give an adunya to my daughter because I'm concerned if she predeceases him, the husband will be yarish the property, and then when he dies he'll divide the property amongst all of his yarshim which he had from other wives. So the property which was in my family is now moved to his children, which are from a different wife. They're not related to me at all. So Chazar Masakin said, no, any property that she brings into the marriage will end up going back to her children. Well, but the only Masakin is if they're sons. But let's say she has a daughter. All she has is a daughter. So all she has is a daughter. So it doesn't, it's ksuvah's opinion different. The daughter doesn't get anything. So it comes out that the nedunya which was brought into the marriage will go to his sons, which he had from a different wife, and the Yerusha will then go away from the father's family. So we should say that the Gemara Baas Ben Abodim Nami Tirus, in the case where she only has a daughter and he has sons from a different wife, which Allah is deraisa, all there is Yerusha's Abodim, there's no than Yerusha's Abbas when there's Abodim. But the part of the Tanakh Ksuba should be that if she has a daughter, the daughter should get the property. Some more answers. Kanachla should be your Abodim. But Chazal put it into the context of Nachla. And since Nachla, there's no din Yerusha by a daughter, so they're not, even though in this case, you're right, the father's property is moving away. So again, the question, we have no problem with the father's property moving away. I mean, we feel bad for him and that's it. The problem is we're afraid that the father will be concerned about it and not want to give to the children. Not want to give to his daughter and the dunya, because he's worried about the possibility. He might be worried about the possibility. Let's say she gets married and only has a daughter or doesn't have any children. So then the property will go away. But the Chazal did it through the vehicle of Nachla, so that's what it's going to be. The Moor says, okay. But what about the following case? Not Bas Ben Abonim, but Bas Ben Abonis. Bas Ben Abonis, Tiris. So there, the Yerusha is going to the girls. So from this woman over here, she has a daughter, or daughters. And then from the other wife, only has daughters. But there's, you know, so in that situation, there's no reason why there is Nachala. And there's no reason why we should say that the Nedunya should go dafka to the daughters from that wife. Okay, it's in that case you're not. There's no steer to the din of Nachla. We answer Lord Pelug Rabbanan. We don't want a situation where if it's sons and sons, there's a din of ksuvah's been indifferent. If it's daughters and daughters, the ksuvah's been indifferent. If there's daughters and sons and sons, there's no ksuvah's been indifferent. So it comes out, it's going to have one case by a daughter. There is this din of ksuvah. Well, my daughter does not. That they didn't want to do that. Since by case of a daughter and a son, they can't. So a daughter and a daughter, they did not do it either. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Again, based on this argument, that so whatever the halacha is, ksuvah indifferent only applies to the karka. So whatever properties are brought in as karka, there's still ksuvah indifferent. If the whole argument is we want the father to make sure that he gives the dunya to his daughter, the dunya could come in the form of metaltalin as well. But the law is you don't collect from metaltalin. So why, if this is the purpose, we think we should collect from metaltalin. So our answer is ksuba shabir rabbanon. They gave it in ksuba, and since we'll see that Chazal only put the skus of it's tanai ksuba, so they didn't like ksuba. And Chazal said the law is ksuba only collects from the property that the schus to collect the ksuba from the yorshim, in the case where the husband dies, is only on the mishubadim, not on the metaltalin. Where it says titzav mishabdi. If there is property which was sold out, he should have a right to collect that. So the answer is Yarsin Sinan. It works as a function of Yerusha. Yerusha is only what the man has at the time of his death. Whatever he sold, there's no din of, it would not be shy to have a din of Yerusha on that. Okay, Vema after Apple got the lekka Moshe dinner. So we pointed out that two is indifferent only applies. So man marries two wives. He has two sons. The first one wife, he has four sons. Another wife, he has six sons. The mother of the two children predeceases him. For argument's sake, even the mother of the four children predeceases him. Okay, so now then he passes away. So we say it like this: the ksuba, the whatever is part of the ksuba, goes to these two sons. The ksuba of whatever she brought into the marriage, and the ksuba, the mother Messiah and the tesef is goes to these two sons. Their mother's ksuba. The ksuba of the mother goes to the four sons, and whatever is left over, they divide as Yerushim equally between them. So, in six sons, and one's a bechor, so you would divide it into seven portions, and each one, the bechor gets two, and everybody else gets one. Fine. But the halacha is, it only takes effect in a case where there is what to do, make Yerusha. But let's say the father leaves over enough property just to pay for the ksuba for one, ksuba for the other, and no yerusha or anything else. So lachos is no the ksuba is indifferent. You don't say ksuba has been indifferent in a case where there's no yerusha. But according to this argument, that we want to make sure the father wants to give it the dunya, why shouldn't we be misakin in that case? So you need at least a moisha, then at least another dinner left over after the giving out the ksuvas. There has to be at least a dinner left over to divide amongst the yarshim as yerusha. So more answers. Welcome to come Akri Nachla. The right so let's take it Rabbanon. Chazal did not want to be misakin in a case where it's going to undermine the din of Yerusha. Totally undermine the din of Yerusha. The Raisa. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi first white line. Bas ben Rabbanon Tiris. Keep the time of Mishum the Dunyahu. If the whole goal is that we want the father to give her the dunya, so hecha the ein loy bonim imenu. If she and this woman only has daughters and no sons, ella yeshla baas min isha achas. Let's see. So this woman only has a daughter from a bonim in acheris, and from the other wife he has sons. So on the but mitzad did in Yerusha. The sons will be Yerush and the daughter will not be Yerush at all. But Tito Bas Hayechida, this girl who's the only child, she just get the Ksuba. Lirish Nadunya Shinosan Avi Ima, to get the Nadunya that her mother's father put into the marriage. Amash Shnoa, the Tikun Benin Dikun, why is it only by sons? So my answer is Kanach Lashivir Abonim. So Krasha the Yerushin Tanan, it says they're going to be Yerush. Bein Bas Yerushas, Bein Abonim, she has no Yerusha in that situation. Which is okay. But Bas Bein Abonim Tiris, but if it's only daughters from both wives, so then there is Yerusha the Reis. And then the daughter should get Ksuvas, the Ksuv of the mother. And it's only Ksuvas Bein Dikrin, not in this case. So for one wife he has a daughter, and for the other wife he has multiple daughters. Let that single daughter get her mother's ksuva. Lirish nadunyas avi ima. She get the full nadunya of her mother's father put into the marriage. Shavira kanachla yesh mishpat nachla lebas ben abonis. But here nachla makes sense. Yerusha makes sense. Lo peruga bonin. Lo plugra bonin. So Rashi, the more answers, lo plug. But mishpat ksubas binin dichrin. We don't want to divide up, divide the cases. The bas ben abonim lo tishkel. The bas ben abonis tishkel. We don't want to do that. So we left it that there's no din of, by daughters, there's no din of ksubas binin dichrin. The goal is to recoup the nadunya. It should stay within this individual's descendants, he'll be inclined to give a nedunya. Who? So lomad aminan liel kashem shein abonim yarshim elam mikarka. So that there's only din yerusha is. We said the same way by ksuvas b'nirchal. There's only din of karka. So the din of support for the bonus is also only from karka. But we're saying that by the din of ksuvas b'nirchal is only by karka. Vakim the ksuvas b'nirchal. So the answer is ksuva shivra rabbanon. So the right to collect from Yisoimim by a star is only from their Meshubonim, not from their Metaltel, and that applies to Suva as well. So Titumim Meshabdi is a Krashi, even Kiksuva Shabura. So it should collect from Meshubonim as well. But come on, please give up praise for Parakapali. And this is actually Machloik, is whether there is a din of being terror from the Kukhas by Ksuvas Min Nikrin. The answer is Yirsin Sanan. Ve'ein Yerusha Mimishabadim. Whatever is sold before the man dies, there's no din Yerusha on it. Ve'ein Ma'afagad Alekha Mershad Dinner. Even if there isn't a dinner left over, yes, I'll stay at ksubas. The luck is you only have ksubas bin dikrin if after giving out the both ksubas, the ksuba of woman A and the ksuba of woman B, there's leftover money to do Yerusha on. Let's say no. Even if there isn't that extra, yitlu ksubas imam, kedin the ksubas bin dikrin, they should still get their ksuba. Alamat sanan, perak misha yunasui. If you only have exact amount of money for the two ksubas, chalkim b'shava, they don't get ksubas in derchin. They divide regular Yerusha. Mokam the miakra nachal deraisum mishum nachal drabanan, because ksubas in derchin is a form of Yerusha. We're saying, so we say we're going to replace the Yerusha deraisa with the Yerusha drabanan. No, lo tikar drabanan nachal ditu laakar nachal. Chalukah Shabbat, we don't, their Nakhla, the Rabbanan, wasn't instituted to be oiker the Nakhla that they divide equally, legamri, totally. We don't want them to do that. They don't want to do that. Shehimin Atara. But that's the din Yerusha Deraisa. Hilchah Ki'ika Moshe Dinner, Shechalkuhu, Bishava, Benakhla Deraisa. If there's something left over afterwards which they can divide with Alpi Mishvatei Atara, Yitlu. Then Elik Suba Zeman, Elik Suba Zeman. Each one get the Ksuba. Mishum Nachal Darbanan. The low. Okay. Sati Mora. Rapapa Iasik Le Livrei Be Abasura. So Rapapa was working on arranging a marriage between his son and the family of Abba Sura. It means one of the daughters of Abba Sura. Okay. So also the myth of La Ksuvasa. So Rapapa went to arrange for the ksuba, which means, in other words, the nedunya that Abba Sura is going to be bringing into the marriage. Shama Yehuda Bar Meremer. So Yehuda Bar Meremer heard that that's what he's doing. And also, Ischazele, he went to watch and he saw Kimota Lepiska. He went with him. When he got to the house of Abba Sura, have a kamiftamine. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Meremer was taking leave of him. So he said, "No, Amar Le Neil Mar Badoy, join me to come in." So Rapapa realized that Yehuda Bar Meremer was not comfortable joining him to come in. Amalei, so Papa said, my day tich, Rapapa said to Yehuda bar Meremer, what's on your mind? What are you thinking? Because Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, she didn't know that was Shmuel's name for Rabbi Yehuda, the sharp one. Don't be involved in helping a situation where a individual, a father, is arranging to remove his Yerusha from one child to another child. Even if he's taking away the Yerusha from a son who's evil, who's ra, to a good son. So, a person has two sons. One of them is a major listim, and he's a murderer, etc. Another one is a wonderful person, upright citizen. And he wants to make it rain to Yerusha, that all of the Yerusha should go to the good son. Don't be involved in it. Don't do it. So, Yediyah, my Zara, nafik mine. So, because you don't know, maybe that son will have good, the bad son will have good children, descendants. So the property will go eventually into good hands. So don't think you're smarter than the Torah. But Kolshkein, so you're arguing, if that's true, arranging ksuba, which eventually means ksuba, arranging in the dunya, eventually means ksuba, something different. The Kolshkein mibra libarta, and be sure do not arrange. Be involved in arranging a switching from a son to a daughter. But so I'm doing the same thing. What I'm doing is the same thing. I'm being maver. So here the father, what's really happening? Is when he's giving the dunya, he's taking away property which would go to his sons, and giving it to eventually having it go over to his descendants, but his descendants to his daughter. Okay, but Hainami Takan, so that's what you're worried about. But Hainami Takan to Rabbanani, but this is the Takan to Rabbanani. This is not. We're just being Mavranach. Well, this is what Chazal set up to do. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mishum Rabbi Yochanan." Why did Chazal do this? This is not something doing my own. This is part of the Takana of the Chachamim. That was Rabbi Yochanan's lashon. Mishum Mivnei Mahiskino Ksuvas in Nichron. Why were Chazal mistaken it? Okay. So Yehuda bar Meremer said back to her papa, my hesitation is the following, that hani mili midaite. Yes, whatever the person chooses on his own to do, that's part of the zakat of the rabbanan. If you're going to discuss it with him, means you're going to pressure him. Lashuye name to pressure him also to make it happen. Lashuye to make it happen, which means to pressure him to get more. I'm not getting involved in that. So I'm out of here. I don't want to join you. I should be involved in joining you and help you pressure him. I don't want to do that. I mean you should come in and help pressure him. Come in and just don't get involved.
What's the pressuring?
Well, when you, I imagine when they would meet to make the arrangement for the dunya, so part of the arrangement is, you know, that they push.
Okay, but the binyan dichron is that might be true in terms of the amount of the dunya, but in terms of the binyan dichron. That's standard, right? So it's
no. Whatever the dunya is, there's the ksuba is different.
Right, that's what I'm saying. In other words,
so whatever the father gives from the dunya is property which eventually will go over to Yerusha through his daughters and not stay with his son. So that's a form of a very nachal.
Right, so that's what he's concerned about, the pressure that's being put for the amount of the dunya.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So he says, listen, just come in and join me. I'm not asking you to get involved and do anything. So Amalei, he said, no. Amalei, ma'aloi didi hanawasiya. Me just coming in acts as a pressure. Abba Sura sees you walking in. Right, it was the Abba Sura, right? Abba Sura sees Rapapa walking in with this, you know, imagine, you know, I don't know, Yehuda Remeramer says, me walking in with you, he says, whoa, he has such a, I walked in with a Russian Feinstein next to me, you know, you're not going to play games with me, you know, you're taking it more seriously. So me just walking in functions as pressure. Okay. So Achve v'ol. So Rapapa pressured him, and he came in with him. Ishtik, he kept quiet. V'yosef, he was quite quiet. Sover, so Abba Sura thought. Sover iu. Mirzuch rosach. So he was sitting there quietly. So Abba Sura, like expecting to get a rise out of him, you know, say something, so that's good. She didn't say anything. So he thought it wasn't enough. He added more. He thought it wasn't enough. He added more. Like each time. So the more it says, so what happened? So Abba Sura ended up writing up everything that he had for the Nadunya from this shtika of Yehuda Bar Meraymer. And he still doesn't say anything. Like, you know, like, well, I don't know. What do you want from me? The Chayyim Demar, I swear, Lo Yeshavik. Immediately, I'm sure I have nothing left. I probably don't want to live on it anymore. What do you want from me? Okay. Amalei. So Yehuda Remember said, "Iminoi Didi." What are you looking at me? If you were to ask me what I think. Feel a high nami, the kasav to lo nichal, even that much you gave was not right. Okay, he says, oh, I'm really hashanami nahadrabi. So I should back out. I thought I did it was basic. I thought you expected I should be supposed to give more. That's what I was interpreting your shtika as an expectation of more. Now you tell me that's not what you meant. So I should be able to back out. I didn't mean you should back out. You're making yourself a person who's backing out of an arrangement. I wasn't part of the arrangement. So I'm not telling you to do that. Okay. So let's just start Rashi. Now Rashi points out an interesting teenage. Okay. That Rapapa had married the daughter of Abba Sura, took Rashi. So now he was, and his father-in-law had a younger daughter, and he was arranging for his son to marry his wife's sister. His son was marrying his aunt. So his arrangement was between Rapapa and his father-in-law. His father-in-law is going to become now his mechutin, and he's coming to make arrangements for the, so you can imagine he wanted the moral support to arrange with his father-in-law to be his mechutin to work out the nadunya. Also comes out that some of the property the father will eventually get through Yerusha from his wife, possibly. So Rashi Be'ah Basura, Chama of Hoya, it was his father-in-law. He's a Rapapa Livnoi Achazishtoi. So Rapapa was arranging that Rapapa's son would marry his wife's sister, which means the son's aunt, assuming the son's from that wife. Kamina Belonaris, Armali Basa Abasura, Ki Nahama Akusha Bechinchi. So it feels like hard bread rubbing against the molars, the gums of the back of the gums of the. So that's what it feels. So he was explaining that that's what my wife explained to me. Besedra Nami Arminan, Isher Shein Oshim, Shein Matilan, the Kisechos, Gigarna Papa, Basa Abasura. So where it gives an example of a husband with two wives, and one of them was Rapapa with his wife, the daughter of Abasura. Okay. So also Rapapa, the base of Ihanara, Rapapa was going to the house of the girl's father, Lituk Suvasa, to arrange the Ksuba. Vasham Yipsakavia, Vitula Bindunyasa, Masha Yitub. And he's going to commit in the Nadunya at that point in time, whatever he's committing. So Yehuda Ben Ramah was walking with him. Came out to the pistol of Abasur when they got to that door. Yehuda not to reshus me Rapapa Lachsar Kurv. He requested that he shouldn't join him. He said goodbye. So he said, join me. So Chazar Rapapa the Nichalei Yehuda the male. The Papa realized that Yehuda Ben Ramah did not want to go in. So he said, okay, you're worried about if we're in Achla. A close can be brother brata from sure from a son to a daughter. So this is actually arranging moving over Aksanta. Why? He's basically taking property away through the dunya to his daughters and then their descendants, what should have went to his sons. So he said, no, it's the kana. It's a kana, it's based on a pasuk. I'm not doing anything wrong. He says, yeah, that's what the person does on his own. But to pressure him also, but to me. He said, just come in. Me walking in with you, if he sees that I'm supporting you, he'll feel a need to give more because of me. He said, no, just come in. He pressured him. He spoke to him. He went in. So Abasura thought, "Hi, the Shosik Yehuda. The reason why Yehuda's being quiet, Mirsach Rosach, Shein Adunya Haganis Benavid. He's not happy with the amount of Adunya. So he wrote more. If you would have asked me, I would have told you to give me much less than this. He says, okay, should I back out? I shouldn't back out. Okay."